pneumonia at the age of 65. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
Our news.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 4:30. Then we will talk about what, if anything, the U.S. can do to control gas prices. We'll talk about learning how to write cursive in Virginia schools. And there are going to be some big changes in who exactly oversees student loan repayment. It is all moving from the Department of Education over to the Treasury Department. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing with a low in the upper 40s tomorrow. A lot like today, maybe a bit warmer. Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. Lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night. For Saturday, even warmer, highs in the upper 80s. There will be a fire weather watch in effect Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for Brown, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Wabunsee counties.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:20.
Terry, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz showcases the group's futuristic creativity. More at follytheater.org.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming up in 30 seconds. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:30.
Stocks finished lower for a second day in a row on Wall Street. The Dow lost more than 200 points. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced today that a submerged fuel tank at Tuttle Creek Lake has been successfully recovered. Via press release, the Army Corps of Engineers said that the fuel release from the tank was successfully contained within a cove, and cleanup efforts are now the primary focus of activity in the area. There are more details at the KPR website in our daily news rundown. Kansas abortion providers could face more restrictions under two bills approved by the state legislature. One bill would make it easier for patients to sue abortion clinics for allegedly violating an informed consent law. Another bill would require clinics to post information about medication abortions that critics say is scientifically unsound. Democratic State Senator Cindy Holscher says the bills contradict Kansas voters who opted to preserve the constitutional right to an abortion in a 2022 referendum.
Kansans overwhelmingly said that access to reproductive health care was a right that should be allowed. And yet this body keeps bringing forward bills to chip away at that access.
The bills add to a 1997 informed consent law, which is currently being challenged in state court. Kansas lawmakers have passed a proposed constitutional amendment to limit increases in property tax valuations. As Zach Boblett explains, voters will make a final decision on the change.
The proposal would amend the Kansas Constitution to limit how fast property tax values can rise, generally capping increases at 3% per year and allowing values to be based on either current market value or a multi-year average to reduce spikes. It was uncertain whether the measure would pass with the required two-thirds majority needed. Multiple representatives changed their votes before it finally crossed the finish line. One of the lawmakers who changed his vote was Republican Representative Will Carpenter, who noted the gravity of the potential constitutional change.
It better be right, because whatever these changes are, you're never going to get them off this thing again.
If Kansans vote to pass the constitutional change this year, it would be implemented in 2028. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Community Health Center of Southeast Kansas has launched a team of four specialized staff members to support victims of domestic and sexual violence. Carrie Thompson, the center's forensic nurse, says the new team will help residents who lack health care and trauma-informed care in rural Southeast Kansas.
I think the biggest benefit for victims with this grant will be more multidisciplinary and collaborative approaches to providing services.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that nearly 50% of women and 1 in 6 men experience some form of sexual violence in their lifetime.
From NPR News, this
Mommy's Hand, and our second big feature, The Hand of Death, where another well-meaning scientist accidentally turns himself into a death-dealing monster.
It's mighty scary.
Admission's free, but you'll need access credentials. Get them at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, conversation with reporter and senior editor that we have on the ground. In the Middle East, we'll get the view from Iraq and the view from Iran. The impact the war is having on Iranians and people in the surrounding area. We will also talk about mangrove sea walls. There's a University of Kansas professor involved in all of this. And that is all coming up in the next 30 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams. Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst. Assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
A fire weather watch goes into effect over the weekend for Brown, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Cultural expression. And from the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
President Trump is considering additional strikes on Hark Island, Iran's Persian Gulf oil export hub. What to know on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., you'll hear Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with news headlines. It's 5 o'clock.
.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th annual celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan, 83 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, NPR has learned that mediators have quietly given Hamas a proposal to hand over all its weapons to ensure Gaza's reconstruction. Daniel Estrin has the latest. We'll also get you an update of news headlines at 5:30. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, Miles Davis at 100 on March 29th, commemorating the jazz musician's lasting legacy. Tickets at FollyTheater.org.
A fire weather watch goes into effect over the weekend for a big chunk of the KPR listening area. It does include Topeka. It does not include Lawrence or the Kansas City area, at least not right now. But it will be in effect Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for Brown, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. Just giving you a heads up in case you had outdoor burning planned for this weekend. You are strongly encouraged to reconsider that.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing with a low in the upper 40s, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, upper 80s for Saturday, cooling off a little bit for Sunday with highs once again in the mid-70s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:20.
Hark Island is Iran's Persian Gulf oil export hub. The U.S. has already attacked the island, and now President Trump has suggested future strikes could hit the oil infrastructure.
We can do that on 5 minutes' notice. It'll be over.
We consider the implications for the oil market and the U.S. military on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for morning edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines. We are expecting a low in the upper 40s tonight, but for right now, 84 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
Much of the federal action that's been taken to rein in climate pollution. Trump's Environmental Protection Agency concluded the EPA doesn't have legal authority to regulate greenhouse gases, even though the Supreme Court determined in 2007 it does. This case likely will end up before the Supreme Court again, with more conservative justices deciding the case this time.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced today that a submerged fuel tank at Tuttle Creek Lake was successfully recovered yesterday. Via press release, the Army Corps of Engineers said that the fuel release from the tank was successfully contained within a cove, and cleanup efforts are now the primary focus of activity in the area. Following the recovery of the tank and inspection inspection confirmed its contents were released into that contained area. Response crews continue to work on mitigation. Water quality samples are being taken daily, and the containment boom immediately surrounding the incident site is scheduled for removal. Tuttle Creek Cove remains closed to the public until further notice. Kansas will join at least 20 other states in banning cell phone use during the school day in K-12 schools across the state. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly today signed a bipartisan bill banning student cell phones starting this fall. Senate Majority Leader Chase Blasey is a Republican from Sedgwick County.
I think in a generation from now, the people today, the kids today will say, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to just learn, to grow, to flourish.
Students in public schools and accredited private schools will have to store their phones in a secure, inaccessible location until dismissal. Critics say the issue should be left up to school boards, not state lawmakers. The new law does not provide funding for school districts to store student cell phones. Some plants are leafing out earlier than usual across the Great Plains and Midwest this spring. Celia Yopis-Jepson has the story.
The USA National Phenology Network tracks spring each year by looking at weather that prompts the earliest leaves to appear on bushes. It focuses on lilacs and honeysuckles, which are among the first each year to leaf out. Leaves unfurled more than a week ahead of normal in January in southern Texas. After some cold snaps, the early leaf out continued into Oklahoma. Now it's happening in parts of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota 2 weeks early, in some places more than 3 weeks early. Climate Central, a nonprofit focused on climate change, says leaf out has gotten earlier in recent decades in much of the country, which could make allergies worse. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing overnight with a low in the upper 40s for tomorrow's sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, not much of a low, just down into the lower 50s. Then for Saturday, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. A fire weather watch goes into effect on Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for the westernmost portions of the KPR listening area. It does include Topeka. It does not include Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
From NPR.
This is Nick Carswell. Join me this weekend on 105 Live for the next LG Desk Concert Series with Topeka's Andy McKee. World-renowned fingerstyle guitarist and native Topekan Andy McKee is our guest with his LG Desk Concert on 105 Live this Saturday, 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for making KPR a part of your day. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then at just about 10 minutes past the hour this week, more than 2,000 mental health care workers at Kaiser Permanente in Northern California went on a 24-hour strike. And the main reason for all of this is a disagreement over the role of using AI in mental health care. We'll get you all the details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing after midnight, lows in the upper 40s tomorrow, sunshine with a high up in the mid-80s. We'll get into the upper 80s on Saturday.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
This is all things
upward mobility and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. This is NPR.
President Trump is considering additional strikes on Hark Island, Iran's Persian Gulf oil export hub. What to know on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning. Morning Edition gets underway at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m., 5 to 9. You will hear Morning Edition on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Jay Schaefer filling in for Matthew Algio, bringing you the local news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City and many other frequencies all around the state. We're always online as well at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Thanks for choosing to spend part of your day with KPR. We have news headlines coming up in just about 12 minutes. Before we get to 7 o'clock, an after-school club in Virginia went kind of viral. The club is for people learning how to write in cursive. I learned how to write in cursive. Rocker strokes, rainbow strokes. As a matter of fact, I did calligraphy to earn extra money to put myself through graduate school. And that's enough interesting stuff about Laura. At any rate, we're going to talk about cursive writing, why the vogue for cursive all of a sudden. It's pretty. It's nice. It's good to know how to do it. We will also talk about student loan changes. Management of student loans is being shifted from the Department of Education to the Department of the Treasury. Why? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing after midnight, lows in the upper 40s tomorrow. Much like today, a little bit warmer, sunshine, and a high in the mid-80s. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 6:20.
On 5 minutes' notice, it'll be over.
We consider the implications for the oil market and the U.S. military. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts will be Stevens Keep, Layla Vottle, and Mr. Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with author Shellon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Abilene, 82 in Chanute. It's 6:30.
Here is very, very small. Israeli cities are very close by. And as one Palestinian civil defense official told us, a missile does not distinguish between the life of a Palestinian or an Israeli.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced today that a submerged fuel tank at Tuttle Creek Lake was successfully recovered yesterday. Via press release, the Corps of Engineers said that the fuel release from the tank was successfully contained within a cove, and cleanup efforts are now the primary focus of activity in the area. Following the recovery of the tank, an inspection confirmed its contents were released into that contained area. Response crews are continuing to work on mitigation, and water quality samples are being taken daily. The containment boom immediately surrounding the incident site is scheduled for removal. Tuttle Creek Cove remains closed to the public until further notice. Kansas will join at least 20 other states in banning cell phone use during the school day in K-12 schools across the state. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly today signed a bipartisan bill banning student cell phone use starting this fall. Senate Majority Leader Chase Blasey is a Republican from Sedgwick County.
I think in a generation from now, the people today, the kids today will say, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to just learn, to grow, and to flourish.
Students in public schools and accredited private schools will have to store their phones in a secure, inaccessible location until dismissal. Critics say the issue should be left up to school boards, not state lawmakers. The new law does not provide funding for school districts to store student cell phones. Kansas lawmakers have passed a proposed constitutional amendment to limit increases in property tax valuations. As State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, voters will make the final decision on that change.
The proposal would amend the Kansas Constitution to limit how fast property tax values can rise, generally capping increases at 3% per year and allowing values to be based on either current market value or a multi-year average to reduce spikes. It was uncertain whether the measure would pass with the required two-thirds majority needed. Multiple representatives changed their votes before it finally crossed the finish line. One of the lawmakers who changed his vote was Republican Representative Will Carpenter, who noted the gravity of the potential constitutional change.
It better be right, because whatever these changes are, you're never going to get them off this thing again.
If Kansans vote to pass the constitutional change this year, it would be implemented in 2028. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
There's a fire weather watch going into effect this weekend, Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for much of the KPR listening area. It does include both Emporia and Topeka. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR,
this is NPR News.
KPR's next virtual Cinema A-Go-Go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies too. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1 with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. We have a bit more All Things Considered still to come at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations. We have Classics Live coming your way, followed by an hour of classical music. Then it's Jazz in the Night with music from the Vinyl Vault. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have Prairie Journal.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the 50s, highs in the upper 80s for Saturday. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 7. Thanks for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Easy Cater, a workplace food platform dedicated to making it easy for organizations to order food from a wide variety of restaurants, set up employee meal programs, and manage food spend at easycater.com. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio, and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. And from the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
President Trump is considering additional strikes on Hark Island, Iran's Persian Gulf oil export hub. What to know on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to get caught up on all the news from overnight, get a look ahead to the weekend, the latest in cultural trends, and more. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a Good Friday Tenebrae service of darkness before the dawn of Easter. All are welcome April 3rd at 7 p.m., 1245 New Hampshire Street in Lawrence. More at tlclawrence.org.
Stay with us. Coming up, it's Classics Live, followed by an hour of regular old classical music. And then at 9 o'clock, we shift gears. Times for Jazz in the Night, and featuring music from the Vinyl Vault. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Lows in the upper 40s tonight, highs tomorrow in the mid-80s. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:01.
Welcome to Classics Live. I'm Cordelia Brown, and welcome to Yardley Hall, inside the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. This should be really nice. It's an all-Telemann concert of music from the German Baroque with a great assortment of Kansas City area musicians, including soprano Eva Peng, flutist Rebecca Donnell, oboist Joseph Michael Tommaso, cellist Brenda Allen, and harpsichordist Anthony Olson. Coming up are keyboard solos, a trio sonata, and more, but first they're doing an aria, recitative, and then another aria from a cantata that Georg Philipp Telemann wrote for the second Sunday after Epiphany.